This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been freaked out for a long time reading Rex 84 and Globalist documents. We've held back to evil countless times, but now the dam broke. The shields are down. It's too late. That's okay. We killed 65 million babies in this country. We accepted Satanism. We complied with it. So our hedge of protection is down. And now we're going to have to pay the piper. Now we get serious. We get back to God. We get focused. We have a good chance of turning this back. But the seeds we planted... over 29 years on air, will sprout under tyranny. Because goodness stands up when the tyranny comes in. It's the opposite of like sunlight and water, but it has the same effect. So we've done a lot of work together. And every day we're on air is a very precious day. But I would lie to you if I didn't tell you, in the climate we're in right now, they could do a cyber attack and blame on the Russians tomorrow and turn the lights off. I studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating race war. Their next moves will be cyber attacks and power outages and another bioweapon release. So every day now, before I end the show, before I hand the baton over to somebody, like Maria Z doing a great job from the beta test tyranny land of Australia, I think I should just say goodbye to everybody. And maybe I'll see you again tomorrow, or maybe next week or next month. But I have to seriously understand that the power can be turned off tomorrow, the infrastructure shut off, and this will be the last time I ever talk to you. Now, I've been on air 29 years. I never talk like that. I want to take this time today to say goodbye to everybody. Unless you know, I appreciate the fight you put up, and God's been watching, and that's what really matters here. This is a test. Things are so bad that I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you that what's being done is irrevocable, unprecedented, and beyond dangerous. And that's basically it. I will continue at my post in this sinking ship until the end, but we forsook God, we forsook our children. And we all sat on the sidelines when this happened. Even those of us that fought didn't do enough, didn't take it seriously enough, including myself. If we had done more, we could have changed it. In fact, I want to come back before I introduce Maria Z. Give me the Alexander Solzhenitsyn Gulag Archipelago 5-paragraph quote about how we burn in the camps, later wishing that we would just love freedom enough to not let this happen. But here's the good news. And I'm not a sick person, but I have a sick side. I'm not sick, but I got a sick side. I'm falling. I don't accept the sick side, but I can see it. All you leftists and all you liberals and all you trendies and all you people that help bring this country and the world down, you're going to wish you, when you don't have food and water, when everything's shutting down, you're dying. I want you to remember that you signed on to Satan and you're the reason this happened. Because that's the good news. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and I'm going to do way better than you in this situation. And I said it 3 years ago, and it became the most viral clip for a month online. It goes back to the modest proposal. But I will eat your ass. I'll haul you up by chain. You put me into this road warrior scenario. You put me into your little pussy fantasy land where you get to run around killing and murdering and doing. You have no idea any of it. Those of us that have a real big dark side have suppressed it and controlled it, and God has given us a new lease on life. But you don't know anything about barbarism, anything about piracy, anything about killing. You can't wipe your asses. So now, as we descend into the depths of collapse, a cursed nation, remember, you asked for it. You wanted it. And now you've got it. Because God gives everybody their heart's desires. And if your heart's desire is Satan and darkness and death, then God's going to serve you up a big-ass buffet. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
So do you know what's going to happen?
No. It was a feeling. But I can guess. For so much chaos, someone will do something stupid. And when they do, things will turn nasty.
Were arrested in Brixton.
And then Sutler will be forced to do the only thing he knows how to do. At which point, all V needs to do is keep his word. And then...
Spirit. This is the final countdown. Make no mistake, you know it in your gut, you know intellectually, it's here now. But God is in control. All right, let's read Alexander Solzhenitsyn in closing, where Maria Z from the Globalist Death Camp, Australia, takes over. And how we burned in the camps later. Thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrest, as the example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs halls an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, and pokers, whatever else was at hand. After all, you knew ahead of time that those blue caps were out at night for no good purpose, and you could be sure of a time you'd be cracking their skull of a cutthroat. And he goes on, that's kind of a butchering of the quotes together, but if we only loved freedom enough. In fact, I'm not going to go to Maria Z until I get the full quote. I'll pull it up. No problem. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Oh How We Burn in the Camps. Because this quote I got is a composite of the quotes. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Oh How We Burn in the Camps. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Oh How We Burned in the Camps. Okay, let me pull that up for you right now and I'll read it. Here it is. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during the periods of mass arrest, as example of Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the city, people had not simply sat in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, and pokers, whatever else was in hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. I love how there's some new BS quote that's not out of that damn book. But there's the real quote. So, Rex 84 is the plan to fail the border, bring in martial law at the end of America. It's been implemented. Owen Schroyer comes up in about 52 minutes from now. With the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Harris and Smith. Knocking out of the park as well. I'll be here as well. Our crew deploys to the border tomorrow. We need your word of mouth and your prayer. We're all in this together. You have the power. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the articles. Take clips. Keep doing it. I see what you're doing. You're having a huge effect. Maria Z from Australia takes over now.
Thank you so much, Alex, and to the InfoWars team. You know, Alex just said that he didn't really have that much time to plug in the last hour, so I'm going to do it for him. I am up to be on this broadcast at about 3 o'clock in the morning every week when I'm on. And obviously, you know, people always ask me, how are you so awake and sharp in the mornings? Well, I can tell you how. Brainforce Ultra, I got this some time ago because I heard Alex and some of the callers talking about it, and I can tell you this stuff actually works. It is incredibly fast acting. It helps me be sharp at this time, which now it's 5 a.m., but when I get up for these broadcasts, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here in Australia. So I really recommend it. If you need to be sharp, if you need mental clarity, take some, you know, no one asked me to plug this, but I can tell you that I am a huge supporter of InfoWars. I was a financial supporter before I started broadcasting on here, and I continue to support InfoWars, so I'm asking everyone to do the same. Please, this broadcast is incredibly, incredibly crucial in this time. No one else has been ahead of the game of this current situation that Alex has been discussing over the past couple of days, which ties into the guest that I've got on today. Celeste Solem is, I conducted an interview with her last week. She's a former FEMA employee. She's worked in healthcare, and she's been researching neuroscience, brain sciences, and what the globalists are doing to weaponize this against the population through things like smart dust, the nanotech in the shots. She joined me last week for what I think is the most important interview Z Media has ever conducted, and we've been doing this for some time. We've conducted, I think, well over 200 interviews now, long-form interviews. And I said, I think this is the most important interview. So it's not an understatement for me to say something like that. The research that Celeste has done has been absolutely phenomenal, and she joins us now. Celeste, thank you so much for coming on today.
It's great to be here and to support InfoWars.
Well, we're so appreciative of your time. Now, we're about to go to break in about a minute, but I wanted to introduce you by saying you know, really one of the most important conversations I've ever had, because what you showed us through your research really tied together everything that all of the other people I've interviewed have shown, people like Karen Kingston, who showed that these shots would be used to track and trace everyone. Every single injection approved by the WHO for COVID has the ability to track and trace and send your biometric data. They wouldn't approve an injection that didn't. Then you have people like Todd Callender that spoke about some of these things in the shots. Cesium-137, radioactive materials that would turn the human body into a walking antenna. And then last week when I spoke to you, you revealed even more, based on your investigation of the shots, what's inside these injections, being able to, not only in the injections, but in our food, in our water, in our air, covert military operations that have been conducted, including on Australia, merging witchcraft and technology and medicine. And this is something that is so relevant to this situation in the United States. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to let you take over, Celeste, because I think the world really needs to hear from you. This is so, so important. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. All right, I want to give Celeste as much time as possible, but I want everyone to really think about this. Everything that Alex has been saying for the past 2 days, and Pete Santilli been doing such a phenomenal job, this is not only weaponized migration, but what Celeste and I are about to talk about are the weapons that they can deploy on the weaponized migrants. This is mind control on another level. We don't know how many times these people have been jabbed. We don't know what they're giving them right now. We don't know what they're spraying in the skies above these hordes of people invading the United States. So, Celeste, please, if you will, just give the viewers and the listeners a brief overview of what we discussed last week in relation to what you've discovered about Human 2.0, the United Nations agenda to transfer everything from natural change, eliminate natural creation, God's creation, to synthetic biology.
Right, so they, in the military circles, they call it a virtual twin, and I'm going to be covering that in a synthetic biology webinar that is free. You can find me on Rumble, Celeste Solem. And so basically, it started about 1900, really came on the map in 1975 when they made the decision. These are the policymakers, the researchers. These are the people with money. They are also evolutionary. And in 1975, they decided to genetically modify all life on Earth, every man, woman, child, animal, plant, even down to the microbial level. So that is one of the things that they started. That they started integrating things like the smart dust. Each of these categories has, you know, as there's a lot of research that I'm going to be presenting, but nanoparticles, and now we have the synthetic biology, which actually transfers a person from being a human created in the divine image of God to a hybrid very sneakily, people don't realize, and then into a synthetic being. And what that it's you're basically a package, if you will. And what they're going to stuff it with is very demonic things, robotics, synthetic entities, entities from different dimensions, all sorts of different things. It came out, yeah. And Alex actually read the story about, I don't know, 2 years ago when the journals came out and said that the nanoparticles actually are alien entities.
Yes, and so when we say alien entities, people think, you know, big green head. No, we're talking about demonic entities right now. This is fallen angel technology. I firmly believe that. Now, when you and I spoke last week, a lot of feedback on that interview. So many people are astounded by the information. Please, if you're watching this and you haven't seen it, go and watch it from start to finish. It's on zmedia.com. It's on the homepage, interviews page. It's also on our channel on band.video under zmedia. It is so powerful. I need the world to see this interview. And what, you know, a few people said this all sounds like it's all a bit too much. Well, it's not all a bit too much, because you've got people like Dr. James Giordano and videos on YouTube, which I'm going to play a few clips from, and I really want your commentary on, Celeste, openly talking about this stuff, openly talking about being able to control the masses, not only through psyops, but through affecting their brain with various toxins, this, that, the other. They are so blatantly out there talking about it. So maybe you could talk to us about what you've discovered about, you know, for example, you shared with me Australia, that during the bushfires, they had these autonomous planes coming and spraying above Australia to essentially put the people into what is a spell.
Right, so it had technology. It was an aircraft developed by Boeing, made of graphene. If you're familiar with the graphene has magical qualities. But on board were some specific programs or tools. One of them was Geomancer, and the other was Spellbook. And the name of the autonomous jet, so that means there's no human driving it, you're piloting it, was the Valkyrie. And that means chooser of the slain. And we have to tie that, this with the COVID, because I better go back and finish my comment. So what Geomancer and Spellbook did is project down upon the earth curses and spells upon the people and the territory and the lands of Australia. And we all know how tyrannical then the Australian government acted once the COVID came. So the wildfires were in December of 2019. And, you know, of course, COVID was, you know, was it in December? Was it in January? It was at that same time. And anyway, the plane's name was Valkyrie, chooser of the slain. Remdesivir, the drug that has killed so many Americans. If you went into the hospital with COVID, chances are you were approached, and maybe many of you lost loved ones to a drug named Remdesivir. Remdesivir's original name was Valkyrie. That's how it all ties in. And then we have a DARPA satellite that was launched last year. It's a very low orbiting satellite, and it's called Ouija. There's another one called Astarte. So we've got, so they also have this Geomancer and Spellbook. Now it started in Australia. Now it's projecting around the whole earth in a grid system, witchcraft that mixes with the different chemicals and with the different therapeutics and gene editing tools.
Well, it's alchemy. It's alchemy. And the thing is that people, these people believe in it. Some people may think that this stuff isn't real. That's fine. The point is that the globalists believe in this stuff. They are actually satanic, and their agenda is satanic in nature. So it's no surprise, everything you're saying right now, Celeste, it is absolutely no surprise to me that this stuff goes on. Now, I want to talk about this Dr. James Giordano, and maybe the team can play the first clip before we go into break. If you can, guys, can you play clip one, affected populations, and then we're going to get Celeste's commentary on that.
A, the ability to assess the brain and its functions. A, the ability to access the brain on a variety of levels, from the subcellular all the way to the social. And A, the ability to affect the brains and the individuals in which those brains are embodied and the ecologies in which those individuals enact, engage, encounter, from the level of the individual to the group to the community to the populational. Look at the power that understanding tools and techniques of the brain sciences afford. Obviously, if in fact this gives me some insight to the way people interact, inclusive of the way they may interact in bellicose, aggressive, violent, and volatile ways, and it also confers upon me certain powers to be able to influence that, alter that, change that, mitigate that, then clearly I'm able to use the brain sciences, as we have tried repeatedly in the past, to influence the postures and capabilities not only of our own individuals who are engaged in warfare, intelligence, and national security operations, but those who seek to threaten us.
So who are those that seek to threaten you? You're the patriots. The ones that are seeking to threaten their establishment is the patriots, the truth tellers, the ones who are exposing all of this. And they are talking about weaponizing not only individuals, but controlling populations, which is so relevant to this weaponized migration. We'll be right back after this break with more from Celeste Solo.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Played before the break was Dr. James Giordano, which is basically like this mad scientist going around delivering presentations to the military in the world about how they're going to control and manipulate the masses through psyops and, you know, manipulating their brains. And that was from a conference called The Brain, or a presentation called The Brain is the Battlefield of the Future, delivered or presented on the Modern War Institute channel 4 years ago, right before they deployed COVID. Celeste, what do you, what can you share with the viewers about your understanding of this ability of these people to alter the perceptions, the thoughts, even the behavior of a region or even a country?
Yeah, so unfortunately, since about World War II, They have had the capability. We've been all been subjected. I don't care if you're in America or around the world. You're being subjected to psyops. Dr. James Giordano then said we were given certain chemicals to kind of meld us, mold us, so that we would be, so our brains would be accepting of the new pharmaceuticals and the new pathogens. These pathogens were developed, and Dr. James Giordano has the influence, the power. He's in the military circles, the government circles, academia circles, to accomplish the hacking of the brain, if you will. And so they released COVID, they released other pathogens, and we're going to see this synthetic biology that literally consumes the brain and the body. And why did they want to aim for the brain? COVID was developed as a neuroweapon. Why? Because if they seize your brain, they will win your heart and mind, because they can alter it, and anything that they say, then you go, oh, that might sound good, or you're too tired, maybe, to research or to stand up against tyranny. So that's why it was developed, to make us complacent. It's like fluoride on steroids. You know, years ago we were worried about fluoride, but this is much worse. It literally takes over the brain, every crack, crevice. It goes down your brainstem and throughout your neurological system, and it literally consumes you. And as it consumes you, you don't have that original biological self. You are then turned into this hybrid and synthetic entity, or synthetic shell, if you will, and ready to be inhabited by some force, demon, whatever. There's synthetic biology where there's actually synthetic entities, so they are going to use biological, but they are also going to deploy, and millions of them have been deployed, of people that look, or humanoids that look just like you and me, but everything from their brain to their blood to their organs are synthetic.
Well, here's the thing. All of these millions of hordes of people coming in now through the border could very well be, very likely highly injected people. People that, for example, that gentleman that Michael Yon interviewed that day with Alex, what a fantastic interview that was, you know, just speaking to this Chinese national, that guy would be injected to the eyeballs. He came from China, for goodness sake. And what we, I really want to say here that faith is the defense against what these people are trying to achieve. But the point is that it's not just in the shots. It's in the sky. Yeah, they're spraying it everywhere. It's in our water. It's in our food supply. But the shots were the direct, high dose, really quick delivery system of this essentially computer interface that transforms the human being, who then can be weaponized. And he talks about the ability to, within this presentation, I'm sure you've seen it, Celeste, the ability to stop an uprising. They can actually control a large group of people to make sure, because you were saying before, it really dumbs them down, makes them feel tired. No, they can then actually change the minds of people to stop them from ever organizing anything that's successful for an uprising.
That, and that's how they stole the election at a military conference. They were kind of bragging about the fact that when they stole the last election, it was through deep penetration, and they used a combination of frequency, the chemicals, psyops, and these pharmaceutical gene editing programs, and they actually were able to sway an election. So whether America's going to ever have another fair election is on the table.
Huh. Well, if the team can bring up picture two, it's got the types of weapons there that James is talking about in this presentation. And he actually talks about economic leverage, intelligence, psyops, drugs and other chemical agents, then the biologicals, the microbes, toxins. He openly talks about how these are physical influence or deterrence tools, and hybrid cyborg systems. Of course, they talk about biological drones there, but it's not just limited to drones and robots, guys. This stuff, they understand this better than anyone. And some people said to me after our interview, Celeste, that, you know, they don't think that technology is anywhere near as advanced as what they're presenting. I would argue that it's nowhere near as that our understanding, even as far as you've gone, isn't as far as they've been able to develop this stuff.
I would say it's at least 100 years. So in the past, when I would look at the DARPA site, it was 5 to 20 years out before it was at commercial deployment. Now, when I see the headline on DARPA, it is already in the pipeline. And I know that is a weapon against us.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but if the team can bring up while you're talking, picture one, weapons timeline, that's also from his presentation. And it clearly says here that, you know, 2008, these weapons that he's talking about were not yet viable for operational use. But as of 2011 to 2014, Celeste, demonstrated utility of neuro-ST in prior, current, and future NSID operations. So already, we're talking about technology that was already able to be used over a decade ago. How much more developed is it now?
Much more. I mean, it is so sophisticated. And what we have to realize is this technology is, we have to, can't look at the technology as individual components or silos. We have to look at it as an integrated system. So the bio mixes with the frequencies, mixes with the pharmaceuticals, the pathogens, everything is one system now as a phalanx arrayed against all biological life. And I think we really need to bring in, is this real? Yes, as a matter of fact, it's so real that last year there was a Senate Bill 4488 that was introduced on June 23rd. You can look it up yourself on catastrophic risk. It talks about an existential threat to humanity, the extinction of all humanity in that document, which was a Senate bill. And then it talked about the erasure of all humanity, that humanity ever lived on the face of the earth. That's how much they hate humans. Not all biological life, but especially humans, because they're created in the divine image of God. That bill was killed in December, I've got to say. It was handed off to DHS to manage it. I think we need to pay attention to that word. And then they said they were going to slice and dice it and put it into omnibus and different pork bills and other bills so that the American people could not find it, basically, as one component. They got a little scared. They put too much together in it that people might wake up and see what was going on. So they sliced and diced it.
There's more information about that. Celeste actually goes into that in our interview. Again, please, if you haven't seen it, do go and watch it. We'll be back after this short break with more from Celeste. This is absolutely powerful stuff. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, we're back with Celeste Solem of CelestialReport.com. You can also find her on Rumble. She's about to release a new webinar. I almost said webinar there because we're talking about weapons, Celeste. A new webinar on this subject of synthetic biology, and her research is just unbelievable. She told me that she reads, you know, dozens upon dozens of medical journals every single week to stay up to date on this, on these topics of neurosciences, and neurotechnology. I want to really quickly play this clip for how can we use the weapons, if you will, team, and then get Celeste's commentary on that.
So, how then can we use these elements as weapons, means of contending against others? Formal definition of a weapon, right out of the Oxford Old English Dictionary, means of contending against others. And we can do that in a number of ways. We can militate their behaviors and their thoughts in some ways as to make them more amenable to what we do, the idea of positive weaponology. Or we can, in fact, mitigate and, in some cases, completely nullify their capability, will, or engagement to fight. If we combine those two definitions into one, what you find is those agents that will either change individuals' thoughts, vulnerabilities, volatility to violence and aggression, or incur morbidity, dysfunction, and or mortality in such a way as to then mitigate the engagement altogether.
So we can militate their behaviors, and we can mitigate and nullify their capability and will to fight. Celeste, how do they do this?
So
So they do it through the psyops, through the chemicals in her food, through the nanoparticles, the smart dose, and the pathogens. It might be interesting for you to know that the very organization that named COVID, when I looked, I was on like one of the forums just looking before it came out at the technology, just in the chat, kind of it's a chat forum. And basically they said that COVID, the very organization that named it, said that it was designed to disable. It is a weapon of mass disruption. Take out your brain, take out your body. That way you can't think. The pharmaceutical industry will benefit like trillions and trillions of dollars because everybody's sick and disabled and they can't fight. They can't be the resistance.
But they're not just sick physically, they're sick in their minds. You know, Celeste, so many people have asked me, why can't we get through to people? I remember my good friend and the late Dr. Zelenko said, you could take one of these people and literally rub their face in the corpse of their loved one that's died from these poison shots, and they would not realize that this is what's caused it. Is this because of these operations that you're talking about that prep the world for COVID? Essentially, you know, like Australia, for example, these chemtrails that they sprayed beforehand to disable the population's ability to think. Team, if you can bring up pick three while Celeste is answering that question.
So basically, I lost my thought here. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I was asking whether the reason why people can't see the truth in front of them, in front of their faces, whether that has to do with what they've been spraying or putting in our foods. You know, you've got a loved one literally dropping dead in front of you post-shot, and they go, no, it's not the shot. The shot was great.
Okay, so there's a couple of different factors involved. Yes, it can be the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals, the psyops, but there's something that is an algorithm that FEMA uses, and it's something that I learned a long time ago. It said that 3% of people will stick to their ideology. 7% of people will do something once or twice. They might write their congressman. They might, you know, participate in a rally, something like that. But this, I'm glad everyone's sitting down, or I hope you're sitting down, because the shocker is 90% of people will do nothing, even if it means their death and the death of their loved one. So that is one thing, and FEMA knows that. I mean, I was taught that in the 90s, and I tested it in every single venue, volunteer groups, business, every type of sector, and it holds true, and you can test it yourself, and you will find that about 3% of people will stand strong in their ideology. So what that means, those 90% of people, you're not going to reach them. So at this point, it is better to try and reach those people that are receptive to you. Maybe drop a seed or there, here or there, while you're out and about doing things that you do and being a human. But realize that most people are not going to hear you. 90% won't hear you. 7% might do something once or twice. Is it worth your investment? You have to start thinking about that, because we're coming into a time that we have to survive. The other thing is, I'm a person of prayer. I have a biblical background. And so in the beginning of COVID, I had a prayer walk. And I asked the Lord, I said, what spirits am I up against? And it was very interesting what the Holy Spirit said. He said, first you were up against a spirit of blindness. A spirit of blindness. And that it does come from the Bible. So if you are a person of prayer, you need to be praying for people to remove this spirit of blindness. And then the spirit of pharmakia, which is the chemicals, the drugs, any pharmaceuticals.
Yes, absolutely. On pick three, it actually says there, in close pharmaceuticals and organic neurotoxins. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but James talks about, Dr. Giordano in this presentation talks about how he can take the leader of a resistance into a fake meeting, essentially, where he pretends he's gonna he's going to, do a white flag meeting and put something either on his pen or on his drink to change the mind and the behavior of that leader of a resistance so that he goes back and essentially demoralizes the people because he's not who he was before. His mind has changed. Now, faith is the shield to these weapons, but the point is to know that they exist. And they say ultra low dose or high specify agents for use in targeting diplomatic or local culture, hearts and minds scenarios. Think about that in relation to this absolute invasion that's happening to the United States as we speak. Everything Alex has been covering for the past 2 days. And think about the fact that they can do this. This is so dangerous and people need to be aware physically that these people can be mind hacked, weaponized, made to act in a way that they normally wouldn't. You know, maybe this is why Pete was given that bit of intel about stay away from shopping centers, stay away from these different places, because the possibilities really are endless. Your thoughts, Celeste?
Well, Dr. James Diodano also says that he has through technology, he can capture the soul. And in that graphic that you just showed, down at the very bottom is something that everybody should pay attention to, because the next pathogen at the last bullet is the neurovascular hemorrhagic agent. The next pandemic is going to be threefold. They have learned how to overlap the physical domain, the cyber domain, the supernatural domain. And so what that means is that as it's going to be a hemorrhagic event, they're going to call it a hemorrhagic Ebola of systems is what the name is going to be.
Marburg, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, as the first patients come bleeding out to the hospital, the internet is bleeding out. It also opens a portal to the supernatural, and so there's going to be a lot of evil, the stuff that comes in in the mix. And at the end, I think, is when we'll see the new world order emerge after this next pandemic. It's going to blow people's minds because it's cyber. We actually have so much technology in each one of us right now that when this cyber meltdown happens, so we're not only going to melt down in the physical due to the pathogen, we're going to, the cyber in us is also going to be melting down.
Wow, I never thought of that. I seriously have goosebumps right now, Celeste. We have that much technology inside of humanity right now that cyber COVID that they say will be more catastrophic than COVID, where they have to do an entire shutdown, will shut down human 2.0. My goodness. This is groundbreaking right now in this moment. This is groundbreaking. We only have 30 seconds left, Celeste. We need to get you back on. Please, everyone, go and watch the video. It's on band.video. It's on zmedia.com. Watch it in full. Share it. Share this everywhere. Visit celestialreport.com. Celeste, you've got your webinar coming out. Please give people the date really quickly in 10 seconds.
Okay, next Wednesday at noon. Next Wednesday at noon on Rumble.
Next Wednesday at noon on Rumble. God bless you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Jesus is...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.